This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When the jobless rate is high, as it is now, the federal government often covers unemployment insurance after people run out of their state benefits. But Congress didn't extend emergency unemployment compensation as part of its budget deal. And this Saturday, more than a million of the long-term unemployed will lose their benefits. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, high long-term unemployment may be here to stay.
Nancy Shields is 59 and lives in San Diego. She was managing a clothing store, which downsized, laying her off. She's seen a lot of turnover in her career.
I was usually able to get another job within a couple of weeks because I have quite a bit of experience under my belt.
Not this time. She's been looking for 2 years. Long-term unemployment has not been this high for this long since before World War II. Roughly 4 in 10 of the unemployed have been looking for 6 months or longer. That's double the peak in most previous recessions. The situation's got Michael Strain, an economist at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, sounding like a bleeding heart. He favors extending unemployment benefits to keep people engaged.
A lot of the long-term unemployed probably are hanging on to the labor force by a pretty thin thread, feeling like they may not succeed and they don't have a lot of confidence in their ability to re-enter employment.
But with 3 job seekers for every available job, the danger is many of the long-term unemployed will eventually give up, raid retirement savings, or try to go on disability. But that won't work for everyone.
We've put up the lights and I'm trying to put on a happy face for the kids, but I am in a panic.
Susan Prouty of Spokane, Washington, was laid off in the spring from her job DJing at a local radio station.
We're Spokane's number one hit music station.
She has 2 teenagers and runs out of emergency unemployment this week.
With 30 years in the same business, you're either underqualified or overqualified for almost everything. It's really hard to get, you know, somebody from a coffee shop to take you seriously.
But you'd take a barista job.
Absolutely, I would.
In the meantime, Prouty's been DJing private parties. She's developing a niche market, swing to disco for senior citizens. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.